The rest of the story. Lieutenant King had just gone off duty at 4 in the morning. He was fast asleep in his bunk when the blare of general quarters sounded. He reached for his helmet, scrambled toward the flight deck, and smelled smoke. Now, this was December 18, 1944, 600 miles off Luzon in the eastern Philippine Sea, when our world was at war. Her crew had called the USS Monterey a good luck ship. So far, she had lived up to it. The Monterey was small as carriers go, actually a 622-foot flight deck on top of a cruiser hull. And yet, after 13 months of heavy fighting in the Pacific, the Monterey and her men had not only earned 11 battle stars, but had dazzled the rest of Halsey's fleet with a string of spectacular narrow escapes from torpedo attacks, from bombing runs, even from kamikazes. But now the lucky Monterey was about to face her most formidable adversary, December 18, 1944, one of the most ferocious typhoons ever encountered by the United States Navy, crashed into Halsey's fleet. A tanker reported winds of 124 knots. One destroyer radioed that the bottom had fallen out of their barometer, while yet another destroyer capsized in 100-foot seas and sank. And then another destroyer went down. And then yet another, and, oh yes, the lucky Monterey was on fire. Lieutenant King, hurrying to his station, clambered up the passageway out onto the starboard catwalk. He had just cleared the ladder leading to the flight deck when suddenly the ship rolled it to port hard, maybe 30 degrees, and flung the lieutenant sprawling to the deck. He opened his eyes. He was sliding. He was sliding feet first and fast across the 109-foot flight deck, and yawning before him was the vast angry ocean. But somehow, in the cacophony of his own panic and the weather's fury, Lieutenant King spotted the steel rim on the flight deck. It wasn't a big one. It was just high enough to keep tools from rolling off in calm seas. But that tiny speed bump was about the only thing that stood between Lieutenant King and oblivion. So he stuck out his heel and he jammed it into that steel rim. No, it did not stop him, but it slowed him down as he went over the side. Because the flight deck rim did slow him down, the lieutenant was able to snag the catwalk as he was careening overboard. And as he clung to it, some 20 inches above the snarling waves, his strength ebbing away like a departing tide, a prayer flooded into his brain, a prayer that he'd not heard in years, something his mother had always prayed, quoting the book of Proverbs, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding." Well, in the next moment, Lieutenant King saw the way home. Summoning renewed strength from somewhere, he pulled himself back up the flight deck, ran to his station on the bridge. 40 minutes later, the fire on the hangar deck was subdued, and the storm subsided, and the lucky Monterey, battered and spent, nevertheless survived. In the teeth of the typhoon, 5 men aboard her had slid over the side and were lost, as Lieutenant King almost was. But he, as the Monterey, lived to see the end of that war, and more. For the annals of American history had only begun to record the adventures of the young Navy officer, called by his captain a natural leader, born Leslie King, Jr., whom you came to know as Gerald Ford. Only now, as you reflect on the man who rose to our nation's highest office, you will recall not a destined presidency, but a prayer in a storm. Because now you know the rest of the story.